you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
April Macy. Giggity that. She'll be here later on this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see April.
Or Very Google.
Funny lady. Petey's here. Craig Evans in the house. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebook. Broadcast. The podcast is available on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. I'm looking at this chick. I don't want to talk too much about her, but the bachelor chick, she's very good looking. Surprise.
Oh, the one that got all drunk and had sex?
Yeah. She's a cutie.
Yeah, other people are saying she really seemed coherent at the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm not going to argue with her.
Yeah, you can't say.
No, I wasn't there.
Well, you don't bring on a lot of lettuce shunners on that show.
No,
most
they don't.
Of the ladies on that show love their lettuce.
Right.
Some of the other reasons you may want an open relationship, not just some people say it might help avoid a breakup. Jealousy becomes less of an issue. It improves your communication. They also say that more of your needs can be met. Since one person can't provide for all your needs all the time, an open marriage allows both partners to get most or all their wants and needs met.
What
can take the pressure off of each partner.
Both women don't want to do something. You got two girls saying, I'm not doing that.
Well,
you got to find one that does that, right?
There you go.
You find a girl and you do everything you do with her, and then you go, well, what do you don't do? Okay, we're going to find a girl that only does that.
A different wife or girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and
you find a different one.
As I was looking at these many reasons that you might want an open relationship, it did seem like some of them were, well, that's probably not the case.
Got it.
You know, when you see that.
All right.
So we will run across some of these.
All right.
Where you go, that doesn't sound right. Other reasons that you may want an open relationship, you'll trust each other more. Trust levels seem to be higher in open relationships. It has to do with the improved communication skills that you have to have.
Here's the deal, though. We're no guys. There's going to be a guy that has two women, and he's going to cheat on them.
Not if he tells them.
No. He knows that they won't allow a third one, and he's going to cheat on them.
Do you have time?
No, but if you do, you're going to.
Right.
If you have a shot at a third one, because here's what you're thinking. Well, my wife originally agreed to bring in another woman, so I'm cool with that. So what's she going to fire me for having sex with somebody else on top of that? Because I'm already, think about it.
She may,
but you're still thinking, what's your argument? You can only have sex with us two.
Yes.
That doesn't work.
A lack of trust.
Yeah,
it's a lack of trust, absolutely.
But the guy's going to go, listen, if I'm only allowed to have two, we've talked about this before. When a guy cheats on somebody, if the wife says, we just got to work it out, that means they'll do it again. Or no, they can do it again.
For that matter, doesn't it take a lot of time just to have an open relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
It take up all your time.
Yeah, you better not have any kids. Because,
and you've got to run in that crowd where they're down with that.
Right.
Or at least go to places that you can find those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't have the time, and I don't even have any friends.
It would be tough. They also say that you'll have a stronger sense of self if you're in an open relationship. There's some evidence that being in an open relationship helps you maintain your own sense of identity. That means that you feel free to do things on your own but still appreciate your partner.
Get a new marker.
Don't say my name email. Close friend of mine in an open relationship. At any given time, he has at least two girlfriends. The girls are not my type, but I'm still jealous. He said his wife has a boyfriend.
Hold it. The girls are not my type. What's that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what his type is.
No.
Maybe he goes for librarians.
No. He said the girls are not his type. So I'm guessing the guy has two girls that he doesn't want.
Yeah. I see. Wife has a boyfriend. And, wow. He isn't jealous. The guy could be high maintenance, which annoys him. As long as I've known him, he seemed very self-assured, which may be why he's not jealous. And yes, he said, if both his wife and a girlfriend are mad at him, he wants to blow his brains out. My wife, on the other hand, grew up on a farm and used to castrate piglets. She did not go for the idea, and I dropped it very quickly.
Probably in the best, unrelated
best
note.
Play.
Not going to happen. Yeah, but most guys here, not going to happen.
We've seen that castration thing firsthand.
Yes,
it's not
have.
Pretty.
No, it's not.
They also say that opening up a relationship.
That's why you don't want to ask Joni Ernst if you want to be in an open relationship.
She'll bite your balls off.
Unless she says yes.
Right, no, but she'll bite your balls off.
Right off, man.
If she decides that, no, not a good idea, she'll just bite your balls off right there.
Exactly.
And put them in the
I'd
bags.
I'd pay to see that, too, by
put
the way.
Put them in a couple of bags that are her shoes.
She's a U.S. senator, by the way.
Balls and bread sacks.
That's right. In the morning.
They say that opening up your relationship can make the idea of marriage less daunting. It can relieve the pressure of the common ideology that your spouse has to fulfill all your needs. It's true that married couples feel stressed about not having a picture-perfect marriage, but being in an open relationship, an open marriage, means that you're okay with not going along with traditional definition.
So you're supposed to work at your marriage, and then you'd also have to work at this other relationship, and this just sounds like too much work.
Just to get some more sex.
It can also give you both a way to explore.
That's basically what it boils down to. You want to have another conversation with a separate woman? I really want to find out what your hopes and dreams are for a second woman. You don't want that.
Well,
you want sex. It's just all about sex. And I'm fine with that, by the way. But don't say it's deeper. Two women know me really well. Shut up.
You need that second emotional connection.
Thank
too.
You. That's crap.
No, come on.
I know we're making fun of that because it is crap. It starts out because you want sexual needs fulfilled by two women or two dudes, whatever you're into.
Well, what I've read about it is
it's not about emotional.
People also like
two women know me so well.
When they bring the boyfriend or the girlfriend,
I don't want two women to know me that well.
They like the courtship process.
Yeah, but then it ends. That ends.
Going through all that
again. But that ends.
Right,
courtship always ends.
That lasts only a certain amount of time.
Right.
You're right.
Well, you know, if you've got two soulmates, then you've got two soulmates.
I don't get me started on that crap.
You know.
And having to grow up in the same block as you and you grew up in. Yeah,
you could have more.
You met at the same swinger party. There's a ton of soulmates for you out there.
You worked at the same Best Buy.
There you go.
You were meant for each other.
You were meant for each other. You saw each other in the penny. I love her.
Yeah. Let's see. You may be less afraid of your relationship failing.
Because you got another one?
What if they both dump you? And you're pissed off at two, you got to chase them both around and yell at them.
You might make new friends. Your partner's partner can become a resource and support for you.
Oh, yeah, that's high five by
creating
that.
Community and friendship.
Yeah.
It's also encouraged that you network with other open couples to find out how they handle being non-monogamous.
No.
That can lead to lasting friendships. You'll end up being more open-minded, they say. Plus, your relationship may be more fulfilling in the end, and you won't have to rely on your partner for every damn
so
thing.
Two guys sitting at a bar having a beer, and they're just hanging out, and they're buddies. And how you guys friends? Oh, we both banged my wife.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "You want some wings?"
Yeah. He got tired of banging me, so he took over.
Right. And now we're talking about it. And later on, as we get drunk, we're going to fight.
Go over the game film.
I really believe. I don't know how you get through it, but I guess there are some non-jealous people out there. But everybody's got a little bit of jealousy.
I read in the New York Times. It was like the woman found the boyfriend first,
right?
And at first he was jealous. Then he actually met the guy, and then they became buddies. You know, because they were wiener cousins. right from the start.
And then his buddy was Tom.
So, Tom.
That would be a great sitcom about an open relationship. Wiener Cousins.
Wiener Cousins.
Yeah, where
right.
the two guys end up getting along.
Right. Just, and they should call it that. Wiener Cousins.
Wiener Cousins, yeah.
This Tuesday on Fox. Wiener Cousins.
The script writes itself.
Right. Wiener Cousins.
Farm Aid will be at Burgettstown, Pennsylvania.
That's it, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it is how you pronounce
Where's
it.
Where's that?
I'm pretty sure.
Suburban Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it might be. I know it's in the middle of like a big, like I think it's in, maybe it's been, is it the Poconos? Check it out, puss. I don't think so. I think it's out west.
So go and enjoy that, September the 16th, with Willie, Neil, and John.
Those guys still kicking, man. They started that in 85.
Yeah.
Man, you were the 86 one, right? 87 somewhere?
7.
87.
I think I was at Farm
That's
Aid
what he's
3.
Told.
Yeah. He was told he was there. Right?
No,
yeah,
I know Pittsburgh. That I went there.
Okay.
So, I remember being in the stadium.
Right. Where's Burgettstown?
That's suburban Pittsburgh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Close to Punxsutawney?
I don't know. The map's taking forever to load.
Okay, so that started in 1985.
Right.
Subtraction King. How many years is that?
32.
They've raised $50 million for farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an impressive figure
yep.
in and of itself.
Right.
But you would think that over that many years with that many stars playing that many shows, they might have been able to come up with more than 50 mil.
Do they do it every year?
Every
yeah.
flipping year.
Yeah. Doesn't Hee Haw guy, he's in that lot
Dave
too.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guessed
Hee Haw
guy.
Hee Haw. Hee Haw. Hee Haw.
It's about halfway between Pittsburgh and Steubenville. Right over by the border.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I know the place, a big concert venue down there. I know what you're talking about.
Not Punxsutawney. Because I learned on Jeopardy the other day, the Indian name for Punxsutawney translates to Town of the Sandflies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's interesting.
They had a lot of mosquitoes, apparently, in Punxsutawney.
I don't think this is one of those days he's in for fun facts.
<They're> not.
Just looking at him?
Nobody was either, by the way. I'm the only one that says it out loud, but PD and Craig weren't interested either, I could tell. I just say it out loud to be a dick.
That's not like you.
Plus, it's audio. Yeah. It's a radio show. But we just all made faces. It wouldn't matter. So I just translated what Craig was thinking.
I just say it because I'm interested.
I know.
And I know half the audience is behind me.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are.
Well, maybe a third.
No. Okay, I'll give you a third. On that one, maybe a fourth.
But I thought you might be into it because it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't really care about Punxsutawney.
Yeah, well, I'm done pandering to you then.
Gene Simmons of Kiss apparently wants to trademark the devil horns hand gesture rock and roll thing.
What a greedy son of a bitch. Go away.
He's horrible. He's a horrible
but
dude.
The more I hear about this guy, the more I hate him.
Right.
And I never liked him much to begin with.
No. And nobody ever says their favorite. You know, the thing about that band is nobody ever says their favorite Kiss member is him.
No, they don't.
A lot of people loved Ace back in the day, and a lot of people still love Paul because Paul just is about rock and roll. And obviously, there might have been some Peter Criss freaks in the day too. But the bottom line is, nobody says who's your favorite. Ah, Gene.
So it's the index and the pinky fingers up and the thumb out.
The thumb out, right?
That's the key.
Yeah.
Because a thumb in, is everybody does. But
that's
a thumb out, everybody does
Hook'em
that, too.
Hook'em horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's still rock and roll. That's rock
gonna,
and roll, too. Man.
Is he going to trademark Hook'em horns?
No. Now, he says that he first used this November the 14th of 1974 on the Hotter Than Hell tour.
Oh, well.
Where's the actual, where did he first see it, though?
Other people say, well, you can see John Lennon using it on a album on a cover for a single. From Wikipedia, they say it dates back to the 5th century BC and Buddhism.
Where's the middle finger?
It is also the American Sign Language gesture for I love you.
And that's probably been around a long
yes,
time,
it is.
Too, right?
No, I think Gene invented sign language, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Just asking.
Yeah.
Now, Gene wants to claim the hand gesture mark for entertainment, namely live performances by a musical artist, personal appearances by a musical artist.
So anybody that does it on stage has to pay him?
No, he's just applied for it.
What if he won?
And even then, they're not sure how that would play out.
Because everybody does it.
Yeah, they're not sure how that would play out.
Anybody trademarked a middle finger we talked about yesterday?
No, that I'm aware of.
How far does a middle finger go back? Depending how far you stretch, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, there's a fun fact I'll look up for you.
Now, I like that one.
Now, in certain Mediterranean cultures, that apparently that gesture means that if you make that gesture to a man, it implies that his wife is cheating on him.
Maybe doing that a lot if you're in an open relationship. I don't. It's just stupid. It's just rock and roll, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another douchebag move by this guy.
Yes. Who is full.
I mean, sell all. You own Kiss. You own the name Kiss. You make a fortune off that.
Douchebag moves.
Right.
This is what sticks out to me about our conversation with Gene Simmons.
Every time we talk to him. we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while. But
talked to him a bunch of times.
We introduced him as, he's part of Family Jewels.
Right.
From A&E. Here he is. Fellas, that's Gene Simmons, Family Jewels. Oh, sorry, asshat.
We know we're talking to Gene Simmons.
Yeah. People know. But no, it's Gene Simmons, Family Jewels. Get it right.
Now, I will say that there is a point to that, because Al Franken's new book called Al Franken, Giant of the Senate.
But Al Franken's been doing that since SNL, saying the word Al Franken. Yeah.
And too many times. And, he's all over TV.
Yes, he is.
Pimping the book. And several times I've heard someone say, and now the writer of the book, Giant of the Senate, here's Al Franken. And he will come on and sometimes, not always, but sometimes say, no, it's Al Franken, Giant of the Senate, written by Al Franken.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
That's different completely.
Well, that was his whole bit on SNL.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he would do a commentary, me, Al Franken.
Well, that was the one.
Me, Al Franken.
That was one of the famous ones.
Yeah.
But he does
the next year should be the year of Al Franken.
Right. Yeah, right. He does it in a self-effacing manner. He does it in a funny way.
People that donate money to him as Al Franken, and that was my favorite.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Gene is seriously offended when you don't say, Gene Simmons, Family Jewels.
Now, on the crawl on the bottom, when I see Al Franken on, sometimes it'll just say, author, Giant of the Senate. And it misses out, but no.
You got
Al Franken, Giant of the Senate.
By Al Franken.
By Al Franken.
That's why it's funny.
Yes.
Well, of course, Washington's never funny, so they don't get humor sometimes. Or they think they're funny and they're not. Al Franken is funny.
There is that.
I just read the Rolling Stone interview with him on the latest issue. That's a really good write-up.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, I liked it.
Who's on the cover of that one?
Radiohead.
Oh, that one. I remember.
That was the article that I skipped.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that either.
I read almost everything else in that except the Radiohead article.
Yeah, I skipped that piece, but I read the Al Franken one. All right, the middle finger. Used in ancient times as a symbol of sexual intercourse, meant to degrade, intimidate, and threaten the individual receiving the gesture.
So it's always been the same?
Right. It represents the phallus, and the finger's necks represent the testicles.
What represents the testicles?
Oh, the finger's next to it.
Oh, okay.
These right here.
Oh, I got it. Balls.
Imagine
I got
you could
it.
Do it
yeah.
like
right.
that.
Yeah, yeah. That's how chicks do that. Right. They did the knuckles way high.
Right.
That's a chick
Everybody's
finger.
Everybody's flipping everybody off. Yeah.
That's the chick like finger. That. I hate the chick. What's that? Right. Who does that? That's chicks that means, do that. I do that.
We grew
that
means up like that.
When
you
do no, like, I do that.
Yeah, that means one ball is longer than the other.
Yeah. Todd does his different.
That's what that
and
means.
And he trademarked the one ball longer than the other middle finger.
I did.
And he won that one, too.
Sounds like a procedure. I got to go have that done. The one ball middle finger.
It's like your middle finger could use a scrotal tuck.
A computer is now the champion of Ms. Pac-Man. They have finally come up with a computer that can do that. An artificial intelligence-based system developed by Microsoft researchers recently achieved the maximum score possible on the Atari 2600 version of Ms. Pac-Man.
Played the perfect Ms. Pac-Man game.
Yes. The perfect score of 999,999 was achieved by a Canadian startup team that was recently purchased by Microsoft. Microsoft announced the team used a form of artificial intelligence called reinforcement learning to get the perfect score.
So no human has ever achieved the perfect Ms. Pac-Man score?
It is four times the highest score ever reached by any human player.
Oh, God.
Wow. Man.
That could be rigged.
Did you ever see that King of Kong, I think it's called?
It's a documentary about the geeks who played Donkey Kong. Yeah, right?
It's like this whole underworld you'd think. Yeah. You know, this has got to be a mockumentary.
No,
like,
you're right.
These
they
people
feel like
can't exist.
No.
They do exist.
The last real sports.
And there's chicks everywhere all over them.
There was an autistic dude who, I guess, just kicks ass at pinball.
I saw that interview, and that was awkward because he was exactly what you thought he would be. It's good. He was that guy.
How many pinball wizard puns did they use?
I don't remember what the guy was just.
I didn't think they were too excessive.
He was a geek.
I mean,
an autistic geek too. On top of that,
you have to use at least one or two.
Oh yeah. They might even showed some clips from Tommy, if I recall.
Did they?
With the pinball wizard.
That deaf, dumb, and blind man sure plays a mean one, though. This guy was just autistic.
Was Dot Daltrey the pinball wizard
in the movie? Yeah, in the movie, yeah.
With his high heels.
Mm-hmm. That's not annoying at all.
Not at all. And Seattle's Jimi Hendrix Park getting ready for its grand opening. The park will officially welcome the public on Saturday, and guests are invited to spend the day immersed in art and music.
Not much weed in that park.
No.
There will be a lot.
There's going to be a central shelter with sculptures and a walkway, a timeline of Jimmy's life. Four rain gardens and a butterfly garden at Jimi Hendrix Park.
I've seen a little bit of the movie.
In Seattle.
It came and went pretty quick in the theaters, but who's it at? Who's that rapper that played him?
Looks Andre 3000.
Andre 3000. Yeah. I've seen parts of that. It's pretty good. And he looks just like him. He plays really
But
well.
Wasn't that the one that the family wouldn't cooperate with, so they couldn't use any actual Jimmy music?
It was funny, because when I heard it, I watched maybe a half hour, and I realized when he was on stage, it was just random blues music playing.
Yeah.
It wasn't Hendrix.
Yeah, that kind of steals the punch.
Oh, big time. Yeah, so that's why I didn't really stick with it.
Greedy bastard.
Yeah. But the white women loved him. I saw that. There was a whole few scenes about that. They came to the clubs and loved Jimi Hendrix, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.